Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Borland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Borland. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Borland covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Borland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Borland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Williams reaches second base with a double. Seaborn goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle bunts towards the mound. Borland fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Borland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borland is 0-for-1 in the game. Borland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Tasby strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzahn. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall bunts towards the mound. Borland fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malzahn takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaborn. Wirtz moves to third. Malzahn moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Malzahn scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ken Johnson now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-2 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Borland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borland is 0-2 in the game. Borland strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-2 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-2 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Andy Carey pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Carey reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Herzog scores. Hamlin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Leo Keeley now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Marty Cotina now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. the Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Dave Hillman now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Ed Sadowski now catching. Marty Cudina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cudina bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Don Budden. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cudina fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cudina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Carey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Runnels scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Athletics. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.